Blog Talk Radio.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying. Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. Make a change. We all a part of God's great big family. And the truth, you know, love is all we need.
There's Thatcher, and Dancer, and Prancer, and Vixen, Comet, and Cheetah, and Zander, and Blitzen.
Yeah.
Oh, Get ready tonight for divine healing tonight.
Then make you out.
You walk in there for another I want you to walk on faith tonight. If you got somebody, If you want more prayer, let me tell you what you can do. For Father White Tom. Write your name down.
And
write your name down. You want to read it? Set it on the table and put a glass of water, not no cup, a glass of water on top of that name. Go on. Let me tell you what to do. Go get you some lemons and lime and some honey. Read, put the third number of song over there and say, God, heal me. Pick a gallon
of drink all the week.
Put some olive oil in it. In your recipe,
you're going to come drink your shot.
Man, don't be me. Sit over there all day long. I told you, if you open that Bible, put your hand on that Bible.
and read several verses before you go to bed tonight.
You're going to get a visit. You're going to get a visit from somebody from the spirit world. When I say spirit world, an angel, an ancestor, or something you've been trying to get to the spirit
field.
I'm praying for you, like that control. God is able. I'm praying for Brother Dale. You know, I've seen him preaching. God said, I'm going to make it as a Brother Dale.
I'm praying for you, Reverend Dale.
God will use you.
I'm giving you straight from God.
God, take me. I give you. God give to me, I give you. Ain't no book. I got that book in my DNA. I got that book that God give to tell you all his way.
And I want to know,
you being healed. Vaccine, you being healed. God healing you. Ralph, God healing you. I want to tell you, somebody right now,
The doctor said they will never walk out of the healing. Thank you.
Brother White.
Yeah,
I'm here. Brother White.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I got a little help tonight.
I'm gonna live on the arm of God. I'm gonna have faith. People go to church every day and got no faith.
prayer to pray for people with cancer. And maybe I'll just, maybe instead of going the route I was going to say, maybe I'll just do that and let the people apply what I'm saying to that situation. But he wants them to understand that in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, he wants them to understand that the treasure, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels. The treasure is the heart. The earthen vessel is the body. In the treasure, we have our wisdom, which is God and me, or God and you, and God and them. I is the person that's being born again, and wisdom is the God in that person. So our wisdom is a twined person of God and that person. Now, that's the one person that's in the treasure. The other person that's in the treasure, or the other being that's in the treasure, is Jesus. Now, our wisdom and Jesus has the same name, really, but because Jesus is the first begotten, and our wisdom, we are somewhere down the line, but we are the brother of Jesus. And then we have God. Now, he says in the 7th, in the 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, 7th verse, he says that the power may be of him and not of us. Well, if you go, just skip on down in the 4th chapter, go to verse number 10, and it says, always abiding, adorning with the Lord Jesus in our body, that the life of Jesus... That the life of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal body. Well, what that means is that we must understand what I just said, that we have Jesus in our body, and the line of communication is from God to Jesus to our wisdom, which is the old inner man, and the soul man who is not in the Holy of Holies with the ones that I just named, but he is the executor that he is the voice of the heart. In other words, when the inner man, the soul man, who has the mind of Christ, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16, where it says, who has known the mind of the Lord that the Lord may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Now, the soul man is a man that is being told not to do this and not to do that. He's been told that by our wisdom, which is the old, you might want to call him, the inner man. Now, in the 11th verse, the scripture says, for we who live are always delivered unto death, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal body. Now, what he's telling us is that, like, if whatever situation you have, if you have cancer, it brings you, it allows you to understand that if the cancer is not corrected, the body is going to die. But then, what determines whether you live or die is what you do with your mouth about the cancer through the I Wisdom Man, the man, the Holy Spirit, who the I Wisdom Man is in, and God. So what he wants us to do is he wants us to allow the cancer to bringing us to death to make us understand that we must manifest Jesus in our mortal body, that is, in the body that Satan is trying to kill, to create the life of Jesus. Now, how do we do that? We do that by doing what he says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 1, where he says, give your children the instructions of a father and attend to no understanding. All right, understanding is the knowledge of the Holy, which are all the scriptures in the Bible. So we want to get a scripture that manifested Jesus that we can speak. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 is a very multiplex scripture that you can get that actually manifests Jesus in more than one way. You can, since it says that the word of God is quick, that's nice because you want something that's going to work with you in a hurry. And sharper than a two-edged sword, it pierces through all the parts of your body. It penetrates even the marrow of your bone, the joints of your bone, and it is a discerner of thought and intent of the heart. In other words, it controls whatever words that come out of your mouth. So since it does all those things, we can decree for cancer. You can decree that the marrow of your bone produce that you're speaking to the high wisdom man now, and the high wisdom man is in Jesus. So Jesus is going to speak this for you into your body, into your flesh. You can decree Hebrews 4:12 produce what in the marrow of your bone produce antibodies against cancer, antigens against cancer, inorganic antibodies and organic antibodies, so that if the Satan want to try to go another route, when she see that you're blocking cancer, if you say inorganic, that means all of the diseases that are caused by living organisms. Inorganic means that those diseases that are caused by non-living compounds, inorganic compounds. Now, when you speak that, you are speaking Jesus into your area of your body that has a cancer, so that once you speak Jesus in there, Satan can't live in there no more. Cancer can't live in there anymore, which is caused by Satan. Now, you can also talk to God and ask him to, since you have the blood of Jesus in you, and since the blood of Jesus is moving all to every tissue and organ of your body, the blood of Jesus is also an antidote, an antibody, an antigen and an antibody against cancer. So cancer can't live in the blood of Jesus. So if you have the blood of Jesus in you, which you do, and all the blood that flows through your body, flows through your heart, it has to have the antidotes against cancer in it. So when you speak these things, then it becomes, you're speaking the life of Christ into you so that it can be manifested. So that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to speak to the situations that are in our lives. And go to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 1, and he will tell you, he says, "Yea, your children, the instructions of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine, forsake not my law. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, let my heart retain his word. Keep his commandments and live, get wisdom, get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, she shall preserve thee. Love her, she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding," which is his word. Now the words are other scriptures that you can speak to manifest Christ is Mark 11:23, where Jesus said, "Whosoever shall say unto the mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe it that those things which he say shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he say." Now that particular scripture is applicable to anything that you, any mountain that you consider in your body. It could be cancer, it could be Parkinson's disease, it could be Ebola, it could be Corona, it could be pneumonia, it could be anything, whatever you consider the mountain. It's because it says, "Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart." And then another one is Hebrews 9:14. "How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offer himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the true and the living God?" All of these are New Testament scriptures, so those are the scriptures of Jesus. And last but not least, the wind invention is a surety that all of those scriptures that I just spoke to you will work in your body if you speak. my son, if thou wilt receive my word and have my commandments with thee.
Amen.
To do that one, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father did send in Jesus' name, he will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever the Father or the Son has said unto you. Then you got John 13:34. Jesus said, a new commandment I leave with you, that you love one another as I love you. Romans 13:10, love working no ill toward his neighbor, therefore love is the fulfillment of the law. Now the first, the command or the request is an Old Testament. That's Jesus, I'm sorry, God requesting that you do this. The command to do the request, all three scriptures, that's Jesus talking. So,
amen.
Then the last scripture, not the last one, but the Proverbs 2:2 says, so that thou will incline your ear to his wisdom. In other words, you're going to hear what he says. And he's going to incline you not only to hear, but to speak what he says so that the will and vision will be actually manifested in you. And it's going to manifest other, all the other scriptures that you spoke. It's going to make sure that you don't fail. It's going to come to pass. It's a true, full manifestation of Jesus in accordance with 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 11. And that 13th verse says, so that death working in you, that life be made manifested in us. In other words, death, we look at death from at the way God looks at it. God looks at death in us as an opportunity for Jesus to manifest himself in you.
Right.
And when you look at it, when you look at it that way, death ain't scary no more. Now, some of you, I tried to do it in a general sense, but even after doing it in a general sense, see, my job, the private job, is to edify, that's to build you up, exhortate, to make you understand the things that you don't understand, and to give you comfort. Now, some of you should have comfort. Now, I'm going to talk about one other subject here, that where Jesus manifests himself perfectly in you. If you go to Mark chapter 15, verse 34, and if you go there, if you can read that scripture, don't you allow anybody to tell you anymore that you can't speak in unknown tongue. Because Jesus spoke in unknown tongue in Mark 15:34, where it says that about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice saying, Eloi, Eloi, la, ta, bat, ta, ni. Now, I'm sure that everybody who's here, everybody who's listening to me, can say what I just said. And the scripture goes on to say, which is being interpreted, my God, my God.
What happened? One of them put away. What happened?
To understand unknown tongue, all you need to do is follow what Jesus did. And what he did is he told me, he said, can you make an American word out of each one of those sounds? And I guarantee you, if you go through them, you can. Eloi, Eloi, la, le, ta, T-H-A-T, that, batch, B-A-C-H, E-L-I-O-R, bachelor, ta again, T-H-A-T, T-A-T, and then knee, N-I, Nikki. And you go, all you're doing is find out what those words you're saying in Jesus in the unknown tongue. Those are dialects. And if you go to your dictionary and look up a dialect is an unknown word that's made from a known word. And you don't have to write all this down. All you got to do is write the word Y-O-U down. Drop the U, and you got yo. Then write the word F-U-L-L, full. Drop the L-L, you got foo. Yo, foo. B-U-L-L, bull, boo. Foo, boo. That's unknown tongue. don't hear what the people see. Faith coming by hearing, hearing by the word of God.
Amen.
When you speak what Jesus, when you speak what Jesus spoke, you are hearing unknown tongues. Jesus is the word. So you ain't no way you could go wrong when you say that. Now, why am I telling you this? Because when you speak in an unknown tongue, see, God gave us two ways to pray for yourself. Unknown tongue and the word of God. When I speak the word of God, I'm speaking to the inner man or our wisdom in me who is in the Holy Spirit. And he is praying the Holy Spirit that the Holy Spirit, which is Jesus, will pray for you as God is asking, telling you to do in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 11. You're praying. Cancer has to be healed when you do what I'm telling you to do. Because God ain't no man that he should ask, neither is the son of a man that he should repent. So if you follow me after him, you're going to get your healing. You can't miss it. So follow after God and after Jesus, and you'll see that what I'm talking about, you're going to get perfect peace. And when you get that peace, you know that you got God. Something I said that you don't understand. See, the tongues I'm telling you about, see, the pastor, the preacher tell you, you can't speak in unknown tongues. I mean, can't nobody teach you unknown tongues. Well, they can't. But that's the devil using them to stop you from speaking in unknown tongues. Didn't nobody teach you how to speak in known tongues. You learn from hearing. Unknown tongue is learned from hearing by the word of God. Jesus is the word. So it's irrefutable what I'm telling you. Because if you try to refute it, then you're refuting Jesus. And people, they are afraid to refute me. Simply because I'm telling you the truth. As God has revealed it to me. If you want to be healed, follow after God and Jesus, and you will be healed.
Father, I stretch my
a greater love story than the story of the prodigal son. Jesus dramatically tells of God's love and God's patience and God's long-suffering and God's concern about man in this passage. He intended to show, first of all, the danger of self-righteousness.
Yeah.
in the characterization of the son that stayed at home. Although he stayed at home, although he did not go astray, although he did not engage in wild and riotous living, when his brother was redeemed and was regained, he was too selfish to come in and join in the banquet and celebrate the recovery of his lost brother. So that Jesus intends for us to learn in this that it is as dangerous to stay in the church and be selfish as it is to go out but finally come back. Now the theme of this passage is law. And Jesus intended to show us that God is the God of the law. Now, Jesus also said that God was not the God of the living, or of the dead, but a God of the living. By that, he did not mean that he turned his back on you when you die. But he rather meant that no man is dead with God.